This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. In the wake of the recent terrorist attack in Pahalgam, India has banned the entry of Pakistani ships at Indian ports. It has also prohibited Indian ships from visiting Pakistani ports. Directorate General of Shipping in a statement said that any ship bearing the flag of Pakistan shall not be allowed to visit any Indian port. It also said that Indian flag ships will also not visit any ports of Pakistan. The DGS said that the restrictions have been put in place with immediate effect and till further order. The decision has been taken to ensure safety of Indian assets, cargo and connected infrastructure in public interest and for the interest of Indian shipping. It added that any exemption or dispensation from this order shall be examined and decided on case-to-case basis. Earlier today, India also banned direct or indirect import of all goods from Pakistan with immediate effect. Directorate General of Foreign Trade said in a notification that direct or indirect import of transit of all goods originating in or exported from Pakistan shall be prohibited with immediate effect. It said this restriction is imposed in the interest of national security and public policy. Any exception to this prohibition will require approval of the government. India has also suspended all postal services to and from Pakistan. India has announced a defence credit line of $200 million in Indian rupees to support the modernisation of Angola's armed forces. The announcement came following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Angola, João Manuel Gonçalves Lourenço, in New Delhi. After the meeting, Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirmed that terrorism remains a serious threat to humanity and expressed gratitude for Angola's condolences following the recent terror attack in Pahalgam. In a joint press statement, PM Modi emphasized India's commitment to taking firm and decisive action against terrorists and their supporters and thanked Angola for its solidarity in combating cross-border terrorism.
पहलगाम में हुए आतंकी हमले में मारे गए लोगों के प्रति राष्ट्रपति लोरेंसो और अंगोला की संवेदनाओं के लिए मैं उनका आभार व्यक्त किया. वी आर कमिटेड टू टेक फर्म एंड डिसिसिव एक्शन अगेंस्ट टेररिस्ट एंड दोज हु सपोर्ट देम. वी थैंक अंगोला फॉर देयर सपोर्ट इन अवर फाइट अगेंस्ट क्रॉस बॉर्डर टेररिज्म.
President Draupadi Murmu today met President of Angola, João Lourenço, at Rashtrapati Bhavan and hosted a banquet in his honour. In a social media post, the President congratulated Angola on taking over as chair of the African Union. During the meeting, both leaders agreed that this historic state visit, the first from either side in nearly four decades, will open a new chapter in the long-standing ties between India and Angola. President Draupadi Murmu has emphasized that the dispute resolution mechanism under the Mediation Act should be effectively extended to rural areas so that the panchayats are legally empowered to mediate and resolve the conflicts in villages. The president said social harmony in villages is an essential prerequisite of making the nation strong. The president made these remarks at the launch of the Mediation Association of India and the inauguration of the first National Mediation Conference 2025 at Bharat Mandapam. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that India can take the global leadership in the field of media and entertainment sector. He said several global firms have shown willingness to work with India in this regard. Seven global firms, including Google, Meta and Microsoft, today signed an MOU with the Indian Institute of Creative Technology during the Waves Summit in Mumbai. In IPL cricket, chasing a target of 214 runs, Chennai Super Kings CSK were 85 for 2 in 8.3 overs against Royal Challengers Bengaluru RCB at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium a short while ago. Put into bat first, RCB posted a huge total of 213 for 5 in 20 overs, riding on Romario Shepherd's 14 ball 50, the second fastest in IPL history. And that is the end of this news bulletin.